Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The Chris Lamb Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new season of Shocker Coaches Shows. I'm your host, Mike Kennedy. We'll be presenting the Coaches Shows throughout the year in a new format via podcast, where you have the opportunity to tune in and listen whenever it's convenient for you, and maybe even re-listen on occasion if you choose to do so. As always, we begin our academic and athletic year with volleyball and head coach Chris Lamb, whose team has completed 4 weekends of non-conference play with a record of 8-4, and you have always strived to create a schedule in the non-con that gives you not only preparation for conference play, but maybe a chance at being a good, solid RPI team at the end of the year for NCAA consideration. And how did this schedule work in that direction?
Before any of the matches started, I would have ranked this schedule maybe as a B, B minus. When the new coach at KU agreed to come play us, I had to make sure I could align things up to have them here. They only had a few dates. I wanted the home game for the fans. I wanted the home game for our athletes, and I wanted the KU match in general. They're a top 20 team, but it meant I had to make some movement around that, and that meant going to Tennessee the weekend before. And that's the one tournament that didn't have a lot of firepower in it. Now, I do think Samford will do well in their conference and win, but we would need Radford and Tennessee Tech maybe to exceed expectations. But outside of that, every other tournament that we went to was full of teams that makes all the sense in the world from an RPI standpoint. At least it gives you a fighting chance. And of course, we have to do well, and our opponents need to do well for that to work. But I think on paper, I would give that a solid B. It's not as easy as it used to be, as more and more people are getting pickier and pickier. You got to buy matches, home games. I'm doing everything I can to get the teams that owe me returns back here. That said, Arkansas and Kennesaw, who came here this year, we were at their gyms 1 year ago, and they came right away. I still have 7 teams that owe me from years gone by that have used 100 different excuses to not come back, and it's frustrating, and it's getting harder, and I do think scheduling in general is getting harder, but it's getting harder for everybody, so it's all relative. While I think on paper that this schedule is sort of a B, maybe when we start looking at all the at-large candidates as the season, you know, winds down, getting into October, maybe a lot of people have schedules like this. So relatively speaking, maybe it could turn out to be a little bit better. But right now I like it, and I also like that we're 8-4 against it. There's a couple matches I think could have gone either way. We've walked away with a couple wins and a couple losses on the coin toss kind of matches. So that's not too surprising. And then in terms of getting ready, you mentioned, preparation. I still have some answers to solve. We're 4 weeks in. Some of the things that I knew would be an issue are still the same, are still an issue for us, where we're going to find scoring, where we're going to find balance in our offense. But, you know, we've also improved at a few things. I think our serve and pass game, I always trusted that the passing would be there, but I wasn't so sure about the serving. Well, each week that's gone by, serving numbers have continued to go up. So that means I like our routine for that. And so far so good. But we're getting ready to start conference play. I'm sure you're going to ask about that. And we are still searching for lineups, and I wish we could be a little closer, but we've been here before.
Something that's been evident in your matches, and this is something we've talked about over the years. I don't know if all fans totally understand it, because volleyball is so different in terms of how many substitutions you have in a match, even though you have to rotate with every side out and so forth. But you've talked about over the years getting caught in a bad rotation, which on that particular night just means that group doesn't match up very well with the team across the net. And I'm sure there have been a few of those this year when you look at some of the scores. But what have you learned from that as far as trying to avoid that in the future?
That happens all the time in volleyball. Sometimes it's just a rotation. Sometimes it's the matchup inside of a rotation. Obviously, Kansas, with their size, was able to affect some things. You know, they had 7.5 blocks in the first set. We'll play matches and not give up 7.5, you know, but I didn't want to like redo everything that we're doing here. And yet we were still, you know, we were in it to win that first set when they had 7.5 blocks, and we scored 14 points there, 21, yet we were serving to win the set. So you feel like, all right, well, we're close, you know, let's just give it another whack. But, you know, if you were to play them 3 or 4 times, sooner or later in there, you would go, well, we're going to do this differently, or we're going to do that differently. And the same thing's going to happen in conference play. In volleyball, nobody's ever won a volleyball game without scoring the most real points. And in volleyball, that means scoring when you serve. So that's where the runs come from. You can only side out one time in a row, but you can score real points 20 times in a row, you know, if you keep scoring. So the idea is, you know, how can you side out quickly, and how can you build point runs? In the case of what I think you're asking about, getting stuck, that means you're not siding out. So you're giving up runs. And we ran into that against Villanova this weekend. Certainly against Kansas, we ran into that. Oddly enough, I thought against our match against Arkansas, also pretty talented, and BYU, all the rows just kind of kept cycling through. They just sort of were at a little higher point scoring rate than we were. But a couple times this year, Villanova and Kansas, we definitely hit that wall where, you know, wrong row, wrong time. And eventually you've got to have your ways out of that. Is it a different substitution pattern? Is it different routes for your attackers? Just those things, as they get exposed, cause us to work on them. And honestly, Mike, that's exactly where we are right now in practice.
We will continue with Coach Lamb on our first show of the season right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you. From janitorial services to building repairs, we act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with volleyball coach Chris Lamb on our first Shocker Coaches Show and podcast of the season. Again, the Shockers 8-4 coming out of their non-conference schedule. Open conference play this week at UAB and Memphis. A lot of new faces on this year's roster. In fact, of 8 players who played in 100 or more sets for you last year, only 3 returned. So obviously a lot of learning with this team. And have these first 12 matches given you a pretty good idea of what you can expect from certain players, and maybe with some of the new ones like the freshmen, how to best use them?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you just said it that way, because, you know, the last few weeks we've gone to tournaments where people I've known a long time have been coaches. And it's like you got on one hand, you got people, you guys are always good. And then I've run into some people like, man, I thought you guys graduated a lot. And, you know, how are you getting to this so quickly? We knew the gym would be young. We knew that a lot of young people would have something to say. In fact, don't be surprised if sooner than later, you don't see a few more freshmen out there taking swings. They're getting really, really close. And talent's on their side. So as they find consistency, we're going to have a hard time keeping them out of the lineup. And I say that in a good way. I mean, I feel like they can offer some things in the scoreboard that we're looking for. So, I hope that answers that question, but we're still looking at the dilemma is, Mike, is you're in the non-con, you're in the early part of your season. And on one hand, you're trying to build something. But on the other hand, you got to win these games as you're going. So sometimes those things collide. What you want to work on and develop isn't preparing you for that match you're supposed to win in two nights or three nights. So, you know, that dealing with that and how that progresses will have a lot to do with how quickly we get to the lineup that may ultimately be on the floor, let's just say in November. So, I have no problem evolving. I have no problem trusting my gut as we see things, but you know, if I can't imagine there's a coach out there that doesn't hope their most talented team isn't also their most skilled or best team. And I do know, looking down the bench, there's firepower on the bench that could be contributing to the scoreboard, but we got to play clean enough. We can't make errors. Somebody has to pass the ball. And it can't just be about attacking. There's a lot of other things going on out there, but I feel like the coaches would tell you that we've come a long way since August and that there's definitely a handful of faces on the bench, a lot of firepower on the bench, that will likely have something to say about our lineup here sooner than later.
And to what you just said, I felt like an example of that was the final set at BYU. You had just won a set from them, but in that fourth set, they won a pretty one-sided score, but you had a lot of freshmen in there, and was that specifically for an opportunity to see how some of them would perform against an opponent of that caliber and how ready they might be getting to play more?
Yeah, and you saw the same thing against Kansas. Once I sort of felt, what's the most I can get out of this? Yeah, does that mean you're throwing in the towel? Well, not exactly. I feel like, you want to see people play under the lights, see how they react. And I also want starters to know that, hey, if we're not doing well, we need to let some people come in and get some minutes, get some swings. And, I've had teams, you've seen teams here, Mike, where you could set my lineup from August to December and you knew who it was going to be and you knew where they were going to be. Well, this year's roster is not like that. There are people on the bench that are just knocking on the door. They're right there. And if they were to have a good, Mike, I give the girls their yesterday's stats, the last 3 days of stats, and the last 8 day. It's amazing how much those 3 day stats mean to me. I mean, show me a trend. If you were to play practice well Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that, don't be surprised if, you know, we're not looking for you on a Friday night. And so that's kind of right in the middle of where we're at right now.
Just to ask you about the freshman, but certainly one transfer who's made a huge impact, Sydney Dunning, who has become maybe as prominent an attacker as you've had on the left side for a while in her very first year with you.
Yeah, when I think about it that way, just, you know, there's the six rotate. I mean, it's been since Jody Larson that I would tell you the talent combined with the skill looks like that walking in the door. And it's not a surprise to me. I mean, I was a Sydney Dunning fan. I believe it was her junior year of high school. If not, it was certainly that summer going into her senior year of high school. But, she's got the arm talent for it. Oddly enough, her passing numbers have far exceeded in conference or in non-con play than even in practices in the spring or fall. So once the lights come on, her passing's even been better. But please know that everybody else knows what you saw, and they're gonna be coming after her. And the Wichita State needs to find ways to win with an average Sydney, with an average Brooklyn. They can't be A-plus every night, and good teams are gonna see to it that they're not. So we did a drill a week ago where Sydney had one row in the front row and Brooklyn had one row in the front row. So the starters had to beat the backups with each of them only getting one opportunity instead of three. And we played four or five games and they couldn't do it. So it just shows you, A, how close side B is to the other starters on my starting lineup, but how important it is that we find more scoring. I've been the most talented one that needs to maybe get her kill percentage from 38 to 42 or 43 would be Maddie Wilson. And she's always had to deal with, you know, practice this week, not next week or last week or whatever, just on and off with the, you know, time in the gym. But I think this is the healthiest we've seen her. She's stacking more days in the gym. She was terrific this morning. I thought had a good tournament this weekend. From a point scoring standpoint, get a few errors to go away. Her blocking has never been better. But that would be my, that would be the first place I would say that's the next one that needs to get on the board. And then, you know, in terms of other right side players, Mackenzie Jones, right side or left side, she is, if we were to make highlight reels of practice and I was to tell you that here are the 10 best swings, there's not a day that goes by where two or three or four of them aren't Mackenzie's. So the faster we can get her up to game speed, the better it'll be for the program. Olivia Cohey, Jenna Cubbage, these are from freshmen. And Gracie Morrow has been out dealing with a bit of a back issue, cleared to practice now. And honestly, she would have been in matches this weekend had she not had that hiccup a couple weeks ago, because we certainly needed to find some scoring. And right now, she's the best blend of passing and attacking of all the people who aren't currently on the floor. And something tells me if we would have had a Gracie at full go, that she would have something to say about the Villanova match.
You're listening to Shocker Head Volleyball Coach Chris Lamb, our first coaching show of the season via podcast, and we will be right back.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you. From janitorial services to building repairs, we act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to the Chris Lamb Shocker Volleyball Coaches Show via podcast. And the Shockers coming off their non-conference schedule. Open play this week in the American at UAB in Memphis. We'll get to those in the next segment. But one of the things that you started out the year with, and by your own assessment, maybe the deepest 1-2-3 situation at center that you've ever had. But after entering the season, the first match in a 6-2, things things dictated you go to 5-1, and that's been Jordan Heatherly. But is that still, in your mind, something that gives you some versatility that we may see more of?
Well, the times that we've stalled, meaning in point scoring, several times this year, it's been in the 5-1, not enough coming from the what we call the M1 position. Last great M1 here was Morgan Stoudt, and we know that's a work in progress. And I mean, a lot of coaches are searching for that. These athletes are almost born, you know. Hope you can get one in the program and coach them up. So you know that without that, it's one of the reasons that you question whether or not you should be in a 5-1 or a 6-2. There's lots of factors, but that's certainly on the board. We came back from this weekend's tournament, practiced this morning with probably 70% of the time. At least that. I would tell you that either side of the net had a 6-2 in it. We also defend a lot of 6-2s, different ways that people play it, just from a training standpoint. But you're also trying to do that and find little niches for each person inside of the 6-2. So we will use Tuesday. By Wednesday, Thursday, we need to be preparing for our weekend opponents. But this morning we practice kind of a little workshop kind of thing, try to fix things, try to discover some things, install some things. We'll do the same tomorrow, and then coaches have a decision to make. And then Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to be full on doing what we think we're going to be doing at Birmingham.
One thing that I haven't talked about yet that was viewed as maybe the greatest strength of your team coming into the season was that back row, the so-called Littles. Gabby Moss returning from a knee injury after a really solid year before last. Katie Galligan stepped in last year and was outstanding at libero down the stretch. Grace Head had an outstanding freshman year, and now Gabby's back, and how is all that blended together?
Well, yeah, so getting to the 6-2, as we've been talking about, that's going to take a hit, because I don't think anybody could spend time in our gym and not feel like one of the strengths is what we say in volleyball, what the littles provide, the DSs, the liberos, and they are good. A minute ago you mentioned three setters in the program. I'd like to see how many teams go three littles as deep as we do. Hey, I'll give a lot of credit to South Dakota. I thought their army of littles was also very, very good this weekend, but I have a feeling most coaches, when they watch us on tape, trying to imagine, here comes the third one, maybe we'll serve her. Well, go ahead. You go ahead and serve Grace. You go ahead and serve Katie. We don't lose anything there. So it is a strength. If we go to the 6-2, basically that's one of the trade-offs, and we'll have to ask ourselves, is the point scoring that we should be getting worth the ball control that we may be giving up? And by the way, we were in the 6-2 against Kennesaw State to open the season. We got out of the 6-2 not because it couldn't work. We certainly didn't do it properly. I don't know why you would be in a 6-2 if the second right side player is someone you're never going to set, or if you do set them, they don't score. In that case, we just didn't set them enough. So if they're not going to hit the ball anyways, then I say get the ball control. It's just a math thing. But we got to find someone over there that's – you don't have to be Brooklyn, but you got to get me 38, 40% kills and hit the ball in bounds probably, you know, 85, 87%, like maybe 13% errors would be acceptable. I think we have that with McKenzie. I think Danny Moore is closer than people realize, but you know, we think about maybe redshirting Danny because she hasn't played yet. Nadia may have had the best couple of practices of her career today, and then leading up to this last weekend. So you know, we've got potential over there, but like I started this whole thing, got to find some consistency with that, because you're paying a price to give up the littles.
Something that was certainly an issue in a couple of your losses, blocking by very big opponents. KU turned that first set that they eventually won 28-26 on five blocks in the last 4 or 5 points. Yeah. And then Villanova with a lot of blocks. But the disparity in that stat is starting to diminish. Your own blocks are starting to come up.
Well, I think as we've been playing, you know, we're getting better and better at some of our blocking plays. We're getting more organized. I'm starting to see opponents more now, and I can scheme for our opponents better. And, you know, as we get to know our opponents and their strengths and weaknesses, to me, that ought to make several things easier. And one of them is blocking. We don't just do what's called read and react. We'll search for players that we think we can treat a certain way. We'll search for rotations that we think we can treat a certain way. And we are going to try to tighten the noose a little bit when we find that by, you know, using blocking resources certain ways. And so now that we are knowing our opponents a little bit better as the weeks are gone by, we ought to be seeing a few more touches and stuff blocks per game. And you're right on the money. That's definitely better than it was the first week and 2 weeks out.
As we have made reference to a couple of times, the Shockers open conference play this week, and we will talk about those upcoming opponents right after this.
Hey, Shocker fans! Meritrust Credit Union is proud to be the official financial well-being partner of Wichita State Athletics. As your local full-service financial institution, they're passionate about providing student-athletes in your community with the resources needed to make the best financial plays no matter where you are in your financial journey. Meritrust can help you conquer each milestone ahead and help you be the author of your financial future. Visit MeritrustCU.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to our season opening Shocker Coaches Show and podcast with head volleyball coach Chris Lamb. The Shockers at 8-4 on the year will open American Conference play this week at UAB on Friday, at Memphis on Sunday. Before we get to those teams, one other thing that you mentioned earlier as we talked was the serve and pass game. And it looked like that could certainly be a strength for this team coming into the season, but that has continued to get better. And I can't remember the last time you were this far, if it's ever happened, you were this far into the season, had more aces than errors, and still with a high percentage rate of serve in play.
Yeah, you could be right about that stat. And by the way, the SARE, service ace to reception error ratio, For as little as that really means to the scoreboard, there's only a couple aces and a couple reception errors per game out of, you know, of the 17, 18 points you score, maybe three a game go into that column, sometimes four, sometimes more or less. But it's my favorite small sample stat. It's shocking how that stat goes in a rank order, how close it relates to the rank order of conference teams. It's not perfect, like hitting percentage differentials, obviously the one that and point scoring. But, you know, you would expect that with kills because it dominates the scoreboard, or errors because it dominates the scoreboard. But, man, that SARE, which you're talking about right now, service ace to reception error ratio, if you can be 1.2 or 3, you feel good about it. If you can be 1.4, 1.5, 1.6, and there are teams that do that, man, what an advantage. So right now we're at like 1.2.5 to 0.8 or 0.75.5. It's like, that's a comforting place to be. And Mike, I think you're onto something. I don't know if we've been this far ahead at this point of the season. Good, that's good by you. I'm glad you're watching that.
UAB on Friday. Both teams you face this weekend are 7-5 in non-conference play. I won't profess to know that much about their non-conference schedules, mm-hmm. but UAB under the same coach that they have had since they joined the conference. So do you feel like you kind of know what to expect as far as style of play going into this?
Well, they've moved arguably the most talented player in the league to the left side. I've seen exactly zero of their swings. That'll start for us tomorrow here, as we're going to prepare for them on Wednesday. But, I mean, she's just a next-level talent, and I'm not sure how they'll use her. They were in and out of a 6-2 last year. When they went to a 5-1 at the end of our match, I thought they'd stay in it the rest of the year, and they actually did more of it. Once we finished playing, they went more to that and kept this girl busier, and that's good for them because she's an elite talent. And then, obviously, at Memphis, it's just a new coach and some new players, and I'm really not surprised. Now, a friend of mine played against them and had a lot of nice things to say about how physical they were. But, again, I have not gotten to them yet. That all starts for me tomorrow morning.
To me, a really interesting aspect of your matchup with Memphis and of college athletics now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think, knowing you, that even 3 or 4 years ago, you would have felt it was even unethical to bring in somebody from another program in your same conference. And now you have Jordan Heatherly, who was their setter last year and who is really off to a good start for you. But that is just the nature of college athletics now.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what kind of analogy to make. But, I mean, you remember Shawshank Redemption, get busy living or get busy dying. I mean, this is what we're doing now. I can remember playing Northern Colorado this year, and I mean, I could literally hear people in the stands when they're introducing my team, they'd go, transfer. Well, look around. I mean, it's like, okay, what are you waiting for? And by the way, explain to me why you'd want to be young anymore. I mean, it's like, you're not going to get junior and seniors out of high school. They're going to come in as freshmen. So, I mean, there are plenty of coaches out there that want their roster to be juniors and seniors. When we played SMU last year, Mike, they had 9 seniors on the team. 8 of them were transfers and grad transfers. Only one was an SMU Mustang, and one of them was one of our players, Natalie Foster. So, and they instantly became a top 20 program. So you can say what you want about it, and you mentioned ethically, it's a new normal. And, you know, I just feel like we're now building teams for the season. I think conferences want you to win. I think administration wants you to win. I think boosters want you to win. You know, and so if you're going to put some sort of tradition, you know, in play, well, but we like to develop freshmen around here. And, hey, we got to – this freshman class is as good as I've had since 2014. So that said, I still am bringing in a lot of freshmen, and they're here, and I like what I have. But I think people are saving scholarships for December. Here's one for you, Mike. People are purposely not spending all of their scholarship dollars in the fall – because you would owe that to a player through the spring if they stay. Rather, they hold on to a scholarship because that's how important the December portal is, so they can have money to get somebody in December. Otherwise, they'd miss out on them for the spring, and most transfers go into the portal in volleyball and football in December. So we're the only sports that are in the fall, so we're the only ones that have that transition period during the scholastic year. But once you do the math, it becomes undeniable that is worth looking at. And it goes completely against everything, Mike, you and I were raised on in college sports. So, if you find somebody that wants to do it the old school way, then pat them on the back and thank them for it. But if they're not winning, I hope you're still patting them on the back and thanking them for it.
All right, Coach, thank you. Thank you to all of you who joined us for this. And again, on this podcast fashion, if you want to hear more of it or hear it again, you can always do that at your own convenience. We'll be back with another show next week. The Shockers at UAB Friday, at Memphis on Sunday. Next home match Friday, October 3rd, against Tulsa. Thanks for joining us on the Chris Lamb Shocker Volleyball Podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.